Welcome to Looking Back at Gawler's History Through the Files of the Bunyip once again. And this is for Wednesday, April the 17th.
My goodness.
Yeah, halfway April. Through. Yes. So, here with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette.
And we'll kick off without further ado. And we're down in the Gawler Cultural and Heritage Centre with their blessing, which we are greatly appreciative
yes,
of.
Yes.
And so we will kick off because people will be at the door soon. We have talked to
volunteers, yes.
So before the volunteers, charge in. 150 years ago, red-faced Scotchwoman. There is a red-faced Scotchwoman seen about town very frequently, and occasionally she is compelled to pay her respects to Mr. Beldame, the police magistrate. She has given herself out as a sister to Livingstone, the great explorer, recently dead, and she has received much charitable help in consequence of this representation. But those who seem to know her dispute the relationship, or at least assert that she is not the sister of Livingstone, even if she is any connection of his. It is a pity, whoever she is, that she is not self-respect enough to prevent her from begging and from getting into that state which necessitates her paying a visit to the police court. That's a
playing on being having the name Livingstone.
Yes.
Scotchwoman. My goodness. 100 years ago, the life of a dog. Among the animal creation, the dog ranks next to man in intelligence, and the greatest injury that science could do to the human race would be to take the dog in hand and by gland treatment or otherwise so develop him that his very short span of life would be prolonged. At present, most doggies die before they are 15, at which age a dog is as old as a man of 80. That, from the point of view of the human race, is as it should be. For if dogs lived to a good old age, and development of brain and body ran on parallel lines with human development, there is but little doubt that in the course of centuries, the dog would change its habits, walk on two legs, learn to speak, and master the world. It would be just a matter of evolution. Someone's been reading Darwin. Well, my dog already talks to me, so
I think it might take more than a couple of centuries for that to happen.
Oh, I think so. A few million years.
Did you ever watch Red Dwarf?
No.
There's a ship's cat and it's gone. The ship's been in stasis in space for a million years or something. With the one life form surviving was the cat.
Oh, really?
Who was pregnant when the cat went on board. So there was kittens. And they evolve to be humanoid so they can open doors and get to the food supplies. And so they have this person that's evolved from the ship's cat.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry, that reminds me of Red Dwarf. So, with that, I'll move on. 50 years ago, Manapara clerk bows out. Manapara District Council clerk Lance Hatcher bowed out of local government administration after 19 years of service. After administering one of the fastest growing areas in the state, Lance pursued a new career as a consulting representative with an insurance company. His connections with local government began in 1955 as an office assistant with Mudlarira District Council.
Right, 25 years ago, special present following theft. 12-year-old Danny Williams was shattered when his beloved BMX bike was stolen right in front of him. Danny had gone to the Gawler BMX track to ride the bike, given to him by his mum just 2 days earlier. When asked by another boy if he could ride the bike, Danny said yes, but the boy and the bike disappeared. However, Danny's sadness was short-lived thanks to the generosity of a local real estate firm. After seeing a letter in the paper written by Danny's mum, the professionals got in touch with the family and gave Danny a brand new chrome BMX. And I hope the little mongrel that stole the bike reads that article. He won't feel anything. They're just little mongrels, aren't they?
Yes.
They don't ever feel any guilt.
Our boys had a bike. They got a bike each at one stage, and at the back of the house, one day went out and it was gone.
Yeah. Just mongrels.
Yeah.
All right, here you go.
Yep.
10 years ago.
Battle lines drawn. More than 2,000 people are opposed to the relocation of the Gawler South World War I Memorial, according to a petition presented to Gawler Council. Deputy Mayor Brian Thom presented the 126-page petition to Council on Monday, just days after the Gawler RSL formally submitted its development application to have the memorial moved from Adelaide Road, Gawler South, to Pioneer Park in Murray Street. And, of course, in the end, it's a Gawler South memorial.
Mm.
It belongs in Gawler
South. Absolutely.
And it was purely for Gawler South. It wasn't
a
Gawler.
A separate district.
Yes, it was.
It's actually
separate council.
In different council areas.
Yes. As it was mentioned in the previous story, it was Mudlawira District Council. Yeah, it was Mudlawira District Council, which was mentioned in the previous story.
Yeah.
So that's why it stayed. Yeah, and it's the entrance to Gawler. It's where everybody sits.
Yeah, everyone knows it there. They say you turn at the road veers off at the War Memorial. You can't miss it.
I couldn't actually think of a better place for it to be.
Yep.
And that's true. Right. So,
well, that's it for this week.
That is it for this week. Until next week, Kay.
We'll speak then.
Okay.
Bye.
For old lang syne.